Then talking about the keratinopathic ichthyosis, the first topic we are going to discuss now is the epidermolytic ichthyosis, which is also known as the bullous congenital ichthyosiform erythroderma and epidermolytic hyperkeratosis. So why do we name these as the two other names which I told you just now? We are going to discuss it in detail. So the epidermolytic ichthyosis is inherited as autosomal dominant trait, and the gene mutation involved is the KRT1 and KRT10. The onset of the disease is right from the birth, in which the baby will present in the form of a congenital ichthyosiform erythroderma, and along with this there will be mild scaling, but there will be visible erosions, particularly in those areas of the body which are subjected to friction. So in the first presentation at birth, the presentation is with congenital ichthyosiform erythroderma and marked blistering. Previously जो हमने type of ichthyosis discuss किए थे, that was without any blistering. But here the blistering is a major component of the disease presentation. In the first months of life, the blistering resolves and it is replaced by the hyperkeratosis, which persist in the later life. The erosion will return whenever the patient is suffering from any kind of a predisposing factors like fever, skin infections, any kind of a trauma, high ambient temperature during the summer season, mechanical friction. So it will lead to the development of the blistering and the erosions again. These are particularly seen in axilla, elbows, and flexural aspects of the knees. Besides this, this involvement of the palm and soles is also seen, but it depends upon the type of the gene mutation that has occurred. So if the patient is harboring KRT10 mutation, the palm and soles are usually spared. And in these patients, when we are going to give moderate dosage of systemic retinoids, the patient are going to improve. However, those patients who have KRT1 mutation in them, the palms and soles are so severely involved that they are unable to walk and they require a wheelchair for their mobility. So in these patients, if we give systemic retinoids, it will actually worsen the skin condition. Other clinical manifestations include hypohidrosis, which can be present. Scaling is milder as compared to the other type of ichthyosis. Pruritus may be present. If the erosions or blistering are present, secondary skin infections may occur. Growth failure in some severe phenotypes is also reported. The risk of death is elevated during the neonatal period. The skin ultrastructure and histopathology will help us to confirm the diagnosis. So in the histology, we'll be seeing both the features, that is hyperkeratosis and intraepidermal blistering. That's why it is known as epidermolytic hyperkeratosis. Ultrastructure will show keratin aggregates inside the cell, which are be present around the nucleus. And it, because the connection of the cells is lost because of breakage of the desmosomes, therefore intraepidermal blistering is also visible.